I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, the Pakistan Supreme Court will hear Asia Bibi's appeal against her death penalty. She was sentenced in 2009 when her co-workers accused her of blasphemy against the Prophet Muhammad. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says this appeal is actually a glimmer of hope.
Her lawyer is going to ask the Supreme Court to reconsider deficiencies that are in the case. In my mind, some glaring deficiencies. He's going to be citing poor investigation and manipulation of evidence by the local police.
Pray today for Asia Bibi that she would be released from prison and protected from violence. Pray that her faith and courage would stay strong no matter what happens, and that others would come to know Christ because of her witness. You can read more about her case at missionnews.org. And how come it's so hard to talk to strangers about Jesus? Well, if we're not relating to them on some deep level, how can we accurately share what's in our heart? Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says that stories are a great avenue to sharing the gospel.
When you ask questions and listen, sometimes people will say, well, tell me your story. So you start with their story, then you share your story, then you bring God's story into the conversation. And we've seen this work enough places, and it just gives people a lot of liberty and confidence.
This method is referred to as orality. Wiles says when we have the stories of the Bible ready to go in our minds and hearts, it's easier to make a connection to the lives of people around us. Do you want this skill set in your evangelism toolbox? Consider attending an orality workshop. Head to our website to sign up. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.